It's bottled up, it's pressure, and I won't feel comfortable until we let it out. But that's only because that's in me. The real question is, what's inside of you? What is welling up on the inside? If you know an artist, like a true artist, you'll see art everywhere. Look, I had a friend in school, no matter how much trouble he got in, he just could not stop writing, like drawing on his desk. He'll draw it and try to erase it before the teacher comes, but he's just, because it's like he has all that water in him and it's got to come out. And those are the people that become super successful.
Sure. 7:45 a.m. Catch me on the morning meetup. Hosted by David Shanes.
I had a realization, man, that last night we were in a room full of really big thinkers, right? And I see you don't realize how small you think until you get around somebody with a really big vision. And I believe it's steps, right? Some people they don't see anything big at all. It's not like they're intentionally thinking small, but because of maybe their environment, their background, their own belief in themselves, they don't see a vision, right? And then there's people who do think big. Like I'm talking about head in the clouds. They can see how big this thing can grow. You have a vision. You have somewhat of an idea of what it looks like, but that's where it stops. You can see it, but we're missing the execution of it. Not only thinking bigger, but doing bigger things. The big doing is a result of big faith in the thinking big that you see. So I had this idea, man, where we're going to start a podcast, right? We start the podcast and we're going to interview people, and it's been cool and it's been successful. But I saw something that was so big in terms of the idea or the concept. It was the Roc Nation brunch. I thought that was so cool. It's the only time you really see those celebrities and stuff like that get together are at award shows put on by somebody who thought really big, right? Yeah, we're just going to start giving award. What gives the Grammys value? Think through this. Somebody in their head said, we're going to decide who did well this year, and we're going to give them an award. We got all these people in one room, and we're going to decide who wins and who loses. We're going to decide who's cool and who's not. And it's just been years and years and years after that. I saw somebody take, yo, we're going to do the Roc Nation brunch. And Jay-Z is always just so forward thinking. He said, yo, we don't need the Grammys. We don't need all those award shows. It's going to be us getting together and collaborating. Some of the most powerful people in the room. Here's what I know. I know that there were some major deals that were made in those rooms. Every Roc Nation brunch. I understand that. So we have to see bigger. So I see this idea where, man, all these amazing people have been on the podcast and every person represents a dollar amount for me. Not in terms of the person's value, but when we put a video on YouTube, it generates revenue. Well, if every person that comes on the podcast represents a dollar amount, because I understand the law of reciprocity, I should give a little bit of that back. But I see this like big vision, but it didn't stop there, because I think a lot of us stop there. We have great concepts. And that's why I get so many people say, hey, I got an idea, man. I got this concept. Hey, I got this. Hey, you need to check this out. Oh, I got a business plan. We need to schedule a call immediately. People go to my DM with that though. yo, how can we get on a call, man? I got this concept. I don't care about your concept. Show me your execution. Some of us, the ideas are so big, we have the idea, but we don't believe that they'll come to fruition, so we just talk about them. Or we feel like we need somebody else to lean on, and if the person that we need to lean on doesn't show up, we're stuck with just the idea. If nobody helps us, we're not going forward. I had this concept, and I told my team the concept, and I said, let's find a venue. Listen, I'm not the end-all, be-all entrepreneur. I'm not the most successful entrepreneur, but I've experienced some things. So this morning, I just want to kind of tell you some of the things that I've experienced in terms of my journey of growing something. And I do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, okay? So I want you to really take note, and I'm not necessarily giving you a bar, a how-to, and what to do. My goal here is to kind of take you into my brain on how things are working, okay? So this idea, I'm like, yo, we need to have everybody that was on the podcast in one room. Pay for the food, unlimited drinks, a vibe. That's as far as I saw it. But then I tell the team and I say, let's find a venue. What I didn't work out though is the strategy behind it. I didn't even like think of the strategy. I didn't think how this is going to impact me or impact my pockets. I didn't both either negatively or positively. I didn't think how I'm going to make money off this event. And I didn't think of how much it's going to cost me. I spent a whole Tesla on this event last night. But the idea is so big, I take it to a team and we say, let's find a venue. We find a venue, lock down the venue. No other details other than the date and the place. You got to put the money down because when you put the money down, you're committed. I'm still figuring out why I did it in terms of why it's a good business strategy because I don't know. However, I just see this, I see impact. It's not like how I can make money off of it. Like, I just see impact. So we put the deposit down. Let me take you back a few years. The very first Social Proof Conference was 2019. I go to another conference called BYOB, and they have 1,000 people at their conference, 1,000 creators. It was amazing. He actually asked me to speak. Up until now, I never had more than like 100 people. I never really charged more than like $20, $30 for an event. But then I see this sea of people. I see somebody else's vision, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I come back home and say, I'm doing that. I'm doing that. I pick a date, and I start venue shopping. I find a venue that I think works, and we put the deposit down. I have no customers, no speakers, no strategy, no ads, nothing. But the concept was just so big. I said 1,000 people in one room, all entrepreneurs, and I just get this vision. I'm like, all right, we have a main room and then another room and breakout room, and we have different sections. Get people to sit down and listen, but after they're done sitting down listening, they get up and they go to another room so we keep the energy flowing. I start telling people that we're going to have 1,000 people. I start saying it because it's in my head. I just say it. We're going to have 1,000 people. Now, I did not have 1,000 people buying tickets, and I didn't have the first speaker. So how do you sell this to the first speaker? So, yo, we're going to have 1,000 people there. I want to book you, and I don't got no money. I think I might have allocated like $200 or something like that. Jose, what'd I give you that first conference to speak?
Listen, family, black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today, told from a unique black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of black stories and black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Business is tough, all right? And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you, it'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Like $200?
Brother, really? Yeah, oh, you know what? It was two. I was about to say it was the free 99 boy, but it was two. It was like, let me make sure. Yeah,
I respect speakers. All right, so I gave what I could. You know what I mean? We had like 40 speakers though, so you know what I mean. It was, yeah, I think it was like,
you know, you already knew that I was going to show up for you regardless. So it don't
100%. One, that goes back to relationships and taking care of people and making sure like you're a good person and people want to show love. But the idea, I just have an idea, but the whole point is. Idea, action. Idea, action. There has to be some sort of action. And the third part is investment. Idea, action, investment. You have an idea, we go find a venue. That's the action. Then the investment. I'm invested now. Now we got to go. Now we didn't have 1,000. We had about 550, which means I lied to everybody because I'm selling the speakers on the fact that we'll have 1,000 people. I'm selling the crowd on the fact that we're going to have like 40 speakers and 1,000 other people to network with. None of that happens a lot. But the vision was there. So was the action that we invested. I've done this multiple times. Right now, I had an idea for a podcasting studio. I don't know. I told Jose about it. I'm like, yo, just a plug and play podcasting studio, man. I just feel like I got this vision where somebody can come into a room. The mic and camera's already set up. You go in, dope background, dope vibe, record your show, leave with all your footage. We can do that. We can do that. So I start telling everybody, this is the plan. So I start looking for a venue. And if we are taking notes, if you look, you'll find it. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it. Ma'am, sir, if you go through your boyfriend's or your girlfriend's phone, whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I told her, whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it. So the person might not be doing anything, might not be cheating. However, if you go on that person's phone and you're looking for something, everything that looks like a clue will start to connect in your head. I found it. I knew it. Hold on, you like this person's picture 4 times. You got 4 day pictures. Oh, yep, I knew it. Whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it.
Think of a number in your head. How much do you think it would cost for me, a pretty successful entrepreneur, to coach you every single day, to give you all of the game? I'm talking about every day for an entire year, Monday through Friday. I'm on a virtual call teaching you how I've done the things that I've done and me updating you every single day in real time on all the business moves that I'm making, all the negotiations that I'm in, everything that I'm doing before I actually do it. How much you think? And let's say Monday through Friday, and then on Thursdays, we do a Q&A where not only do you get a chance to ask your questions and get them answered, but you get to hear the answer from a whole community, hundreds of other people on a call, and you get their answers that are going to help you too. What do you think? And once or twice a year, get together, free conference that we all get to come to, and you get to meet all these people that you see virtually. How much do you think that would cost every single year? 10,000? Not even close. It would probably be closer to 100,000, because it's just, my time is valuable, and to give you the sauce that's going to help you make millions, I'd have to charge you at least 100,000. But what I've done is created a community where you get the advantage of learning how to become an entrepreneur. You get to network with hundreds of entrepreneurs every single day. You got a community that keeps you inspired and excited. You will read a book club with us every single day. We'll also have an event where we come together once or twice a year for free. We do all of that for $399 for the year. Go ask somebody. I've got receipts of things that I built over the last decade, okay? I am willing to coach you. $399 for the year. Listen, go to themorningmeetup.com or click the link in this video. Let's get back to the episode. But keep in mind, I want to coach you. Let's get started.
But on the other side, I'm actively looking for a venue. But then I can get a loan from the bank. Like, banks weren't necessarily giving out like commercial loans. So somebody told me something about creative financing, where the seller can finance the property that they sell you. And you ain't got to go through credit checks, W-2s, all that kind of stuff. You work it out with the seller. I found it. This guy had a building, $500,000. He's like, yo, I'll finance it. You give me interest only for 5 years. I said, great. I do it. We close on the building. But the building is just a shell of a building. It's no walls, not one wall up. And now I'm thinking to myself, how are we going to do this? Imagine a building with 4 walls. That's it. Concrete floor. I didn't know. I'd get myself into this. where you got to get electric. They got to wire up electrical. Like y'all just, you walk in your house and you plug something into the outlet. You think it's just there. No, somebody has to take electricity from a box that goes from to another box on your house. And then they throw wires all in the walls and all that kind of stuff. You got to go through that process. The sheetrock, they had to cut the floor to put the plumbing in. They had to drill through the concrete floor to lay the plumbing lines. I learned a lot through this process. With no loans, I went out to get it. Another reason why I've been able to make money from the podcast is because I closed on this building last October and I said, I got to figure out a way to get this money because it's going to be about $250,000 cash. I ain't got no loans. But then I started thinking, okay, I need about $250,000. I got a couple dollars myself, but now I'm going to need an investor. So I go on Upwork.com and I get everything I can find about the podcasting industry. Like I just get a whole bunch of like facts and figures. I sell, I paid a guy. He does this amazing research, puts a presentation together on podcasting studios, the market, all that kind of stuff. I take that and I might've paid maybe $200. I pay that. And then I started taking it to investors and I almost had an investor. He didn't give me the money, but which I'm glad he didn't. But I'm all in. Like, if we're going to take another note, just get in over your head. You're so afraid to get in over your head. You see the vision, but your action and your investment isn't lining up. I'm just asking you to jump in. It's going to be okay. It's like throwing a baby in the water, which I probably will never do. I'm not throwing my baby in the water. I don't think. Maybe because I'm trying to teach people a lesson. Maybe I'll do it. Just I don't know.
I'm a mistake.
Dang, that'd be crazy if I did it just for content.
No, you gotta have somebody who's a professional there, but it's for the baby's own good too.
Sacrificing my baby for content. Yeah, I mean, it'd be a professional, but I. Yeah, it's still late. I don't know. If y'all see me do it, I'm a terrible human because I probably did it just for the content so I can teach a lesson. But anyway, get in over your head. Just put the deposit down. Get in over your head. I'd rather you just pay all the money to get all your podcast and equipment or to get all your whatever you need. Just get in over your head. Go put a lease on a building. Get in over your head. So now we're almost done the place. And guess what? I still don't know the financial. I haven't put together the financial strategy yet for the building, but the building's almost done. I have a specialty of getting in over my head. Just start the thing. Here's what's crazy. And I thought about it after I said it. Last night, I was telling everybody that the Social Proof alumni event, we're going to do it every year. Now, if you think through this, let's say it costs $70,000 for last night's event. Well, next year, we'll probably double the numbers.
Social Proof family, listen, I saw the most incredible device. It's called the Eufy Video Lock. Imagine this, smart lock, 2K camera and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security. But it's not just security, it's also for convenience. Imagine this, you're on the couch and your kids lose their keys. They come home, ring the doorbell, expect you to get up. You don't have to do that anymore. You can look at your kids on the phone and then unlock the door without getting up from the couch. This is a game changer, y'all. Super easy to install. Just need a Phillips head screwdriver. It's so easy. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling keys while you're coming home with bags full of groceries. You don't have to worry about friends and family coming through that you want to let in, losing their keys. Short-term renters. If you are in Airbnb space or you have some rental property, you can let the people in virtually from your phone. And get this, it has AI self-learning chip embedded for the fingerprint recognition, meaning the more you use it, the more accurate it becomes. game changer. No battery anxiety, lasts up to 4 months, and you'll get a low battery notification. All you do is hook it up to a power bank and use your physical key if you need to, but you don't have to worry about that. Passcode unlocking and remote control with 2K Clear Sight. Super enhanced night vision, so it's optimized even in the evening. Secure your packages, two-way audio, so you can talk to the UPS guy. This is a game changer, okay? It's no monthly fees. Unlike those other brands charge monthly fees, you don't have to worry about storage. You don't have to pay for storage. Customer service is there 24/7. I'm loving this product. I'm not going to lie to you. Ever have somebody ring your doorbell? You wonder who it is? You can see exactly who it is and unlock the door or keep the door locked if you want to. This is a game changer. Listen, search Eufy Video Lock. That's UEFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Because we're releasing 3 episodes a week or 2 episodes a week, we'll probably double the numbers. And so the people that came this year will come next year. The people who couldn't come this year that were supposed to come this year are definitely going to come next year. And then all of the people who are coming on the show over the next year will be coming, which means it's probably going to be 300-400 people.
Bro, that's going to be like a conference. When you said that last night, I'm like, oh, it's going to be double this?
Jose, oh. I didn't calculate, bro. I was just talking.
As always.
Jose, I didn't think. Big. It has to be a bigger venue, right? It has to be a bigger venue. If I tell you how much like the drinks were, like the open bar, unlimited bar, all the food, the decor, next year is going to be $300,000. Who's going to pay for it? But the fact that I said it means it has to happen. And if it has to happen, I have to be in a whole nother place financially. Because I don't calculate my actions off of other people's money, meaning I'm not calculating it off of sponsorship. What if you're waiting for somebody to come support you and they never show up? What if I'm waiting for someone to sponsor my event and they never show up? What if some sort of financial meltdown happens next year? I've got to be able to cover it. But I feel the pressure now, which is going to have me go perform. Listen, y'all don't understand. I'm about to double. Whatever I make now, I'm going to double it next year. I'm telling you right now. Because we have to perform. There's pressure. And some of you have no pressure on you. You're only thinking big. Which is the second step. So again, some people don't think big, they think small. But then eventually you graduate, get in an environment where you think big. You can see the vision. But you're not gonna put the action or an investment by. Probably because there's no pressure. There's no pressure. That's why I like to bet people when they say they're gonna do stuff. I like that. Put your money on it. Oh, you're gonna drop your course? Bet. Let's put $1,000 on it. If you don't drop it by this day, you give me $1,000. If you do drop it, congratulations. You did what you said you was going to do. Because we got to have a little bit of added pressure. A little bit of added pressure. Without that pressure, without that fire. That's what mentorship and coaching is for. It's just the fire. Like we got the Inner Circle. It's like a podcaster's Inner Circle program. And the major benefit is the pressure. They know they got to see me every other Monday. Look, I'd say, listen, nobody better not come to the call without at least their equipment and publishing that first episode. Don't come to my call without that. There's pressure. But if there wasn't, you'd probably keep doing what you're doing. So I know everybody's idea of thinking bigger is the thought, new perspective, new ideas. But really, really, if you truly think bigger and you believe the bigger, your actions will follow. You'll have to. Y'all know what it's like? First off, singers sing, artists art, maybe artin', creators create, actors act, entrepreneurs entrepreneur. If you could imagine being in traffic and you drank a whole gallon of water, you know what that feels like? You ever drink a whole gallon of water or drink a whole lot of liquids and you're stuck in traffic? What does that feel like? You know what I'm talking about?
Horrible.
Horrible. Why?
You got to use the restroom soon.
Pressure on that bladder.
God, it's pressure on that thing. You got to get it out. This is how I feel when I have an idea that I'm committed to. It's bottled up, it's pressure, and I won't feel comfortable until we let it out. But that's only because that's in me. The real question is, what's inside of you? What is welling up on the inside? And when you say it, it's something that you're passionate about, but you don't really. It's not like, yo, if you know an artist, like a true artist, you'll see art everywhere. Look, I had a friend in school. No matter how much trouble he got in, he just could not stop writing, like drawing on his desk. He'll draw it and try to erase it before the teacher comes, but he's just, because it's like he has all that water in him and it's got to come out. And those are the people that become super successful. So what I'd like to know is, what are you going to do over the weekend? What are you going to do over the weekend that puts you in over your head? America, what are you going to do over the weekend that puts you in over your head?
I think I've already done that. I invested in a coach and I made a down payment and I have to give them the rest. So I'm going to work on my coaching program.
Good. Well, I mean, you told me what you did, but whatever you did yesterday has nothing to do with today. What are you going to do this weekend?
Oh, what am I going to do this weekend? Work on my coaching program? I don't know.
Do me a favor. Think about it.
Okay.
You know, over the next 48, 72 hours or whatever, there's so much that we can accomplish. And if we predetermine what we're going to accomplish, but we will surprise ourselves by Monday that, yo, I am way further ahead than I thought. Bundu, what are you going to do this weekend? Bundu? Dia? Yeah, come on. Let me get that mute button. Come on. Are y'all able to unmute yourselves?
I am.
Yep, we can unmute ourselves.
All right. Kat, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, my God. Mute was winning. First of all, I knew you was going to call me. I knew it.
What's up, dear?
Oh, that's so crazy. Okay. Well, I've been talking about it all week. Last week, I did like this super big thing completely over my head. And I see that there's like this huge impact. I talked to my team yesterday. This weekend, we're dropping that date. Tomorrow, I'm getting my save the dates for the next event this year.
Yep. I love it. Kat, what you doing over this weekend?
I am meeting with my who. I'm recording 4 reels.
I am planning for a meetup, and I am going to look at 3 venues.
Good. I love it. King Energy, talk to me. What are we doing this weekend? King Energy.
Oh, I'm here. I didn't know I had my my hands still raised. This weekend, I will be going to a new facility I'm looking at to do my meditation class and my Reiki healing and energy work. And also, I'm teaming up with the hotel across the street to see how I could make it bigger. Good. So, yeah.
Good. I love it. Siobhan.
Hey, greetings. Guess who's back in the building? So let me tell you what's good. So hey, y'all, for all y'all who don't know me, I am the goddess of good energy and I teach manifesting. So this weekend, I'm going to be recording some subliminals and some meditations and things to really kind of help people reprogram that subconscious mind, because we know that's where everything comes from, so that they could get the love, health, wealth, healing, and everything else that they deserve and desire. And guess what? I'm trying to make it to this party today, the Social Proof Podcast. I'm trying to be in the building, but she's got kids, so I got to maybe pull the kids out of school early so that we can get there. So I'm trying to make that happen. And one, you said leave them in the car. I'm not fooling with y'all today. And I'm going to be looking for some places because she's trying to move to Atlanta.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trying to really get to that bag. So goodbye, Greenville. Hello, Atlanta. So she's got a busy weekend. So y'all wish me some luck because I'm finna be in the building, in the building. Hey, she's finna be in the building. Morning, y'all.
Good. I love it. Listen, y'all. Go get rich. Go get rich. How does that make you feel? Like when I say something like that, I like the word wealthy is cool, but rich is so cooler. The word rich.
I'm with it.
Go get rich. Oof. Go get rich. Y'all know, listen, y'all, they're printing more money every day. Money is, it's every, the stuff is everywhere. Now, Foundation, let's go get rich. Now, what you do with that money is entirely up to you and your heart and your spirit. But I believe everybody on this line is going to go get rich. Here's the thing. I'm not even talking about like rich in relationships and rich in health. I'm talking, go get the bag. They said you can be considered rich making $400,000 a year. $400,000 a year. That's $33,000 a month. That's light. Go get rich. You know how many people you can affect? How many people you can support? How many people you can help? I put this in the chat, on a post, that it takes the same energy to make $100,000 as it does $400,000. It takes the same energy. Actually, I believe it takes less. the higher you go, the more systems and people you're going to need to help you get there. Okay? I'm trying to make this make sense. The more you make, the more systems and people you're going to need to make it happen. Which means you're going to work really, really hard to get to a certain level because it's you. You can go out and make sales and make deals, but chances are you're probably going to have to do it again the next month. So you're going to work really, really hard. But if you want to get to another level, you're going to have to put some sort of systems in place that do some of the work for you, which means in actuality, if you're going to go to another level, it's going to require less energy from you. You got to find other people to go to a whole nother level, meaning they're taking care of some things that you would have to take care of, which means you work less. It's so cool. Jen understands this, right? I'm able to go to another level because Jen put systems in place so that I can make more money. But guess what? Jen has systems and Jen has other people that are running the systems that are helping me. She's my who. Jen has her own who's. But get this. I'm also Jen's who because she, like, nobody can play with her in whatever price she says because she's working with me and she can leverage me to go get other who's to be a who for. But it's not, this who not how book is deep. Y'all understand, the higher you go, if you really want to make more money, start working less. Okay? If you want to make more money, you have to start working less. Working less means less physical labor. More thinking big, more ideas, more action, more investment.
If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're gonna like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.